Hi, my name is Jim Fannin. I coach champions. Since 1974, I've coached the best in the world in life, business, and sports. And now I'm coaching you. So if you're seeking peak performance while eliminating worry, anxiety, doubt, and fear from your daily life, well, you've come to the right place. Join the tens of thousands of Zoniac performers that enjoy a life of simplicity, balance, and abundance. Your success is the only mission. The Jim Fannin Show starts right now. This is one of my favorite subjects. Enjoyment. Welcome to the Jim Fannin Show, where you're going to have a lot of enjoyment. And that's something that's not prevalent in our lives today. But if you come to the Jim Fannin Show, and I am Jim Fannin, you come to the right place. If you're looking to be the best you can be, if you're looking to climb your own Mount Everest, this is the place for peak performers and definite high achievers. The Zone. I'm called the Zone Coach for a reason. I help athletes, I help businessmen and women, I help individuals, I help teams, companies get into that peak performance state. A lot of people call the zone in the flow, in the groove, clicking on all cylinders. It's got a myriad of nicknames. Self-discipline, that's required. That's the first step. Concentration, you need to have a place to focus your energy. Optimism, you got to believe, expect, and know you can do it. Relaxation, we'll talk about that later, but we know we need that in our life today. But the end product, the last letter in the word score, it may be one of the most important. Enjoyment. What do you enjoy? Well, the peak performer needs to enjoy the challenge. I have a lot of people coming to me, and the first thing I say is, what do you want? Why am I here? What do you want? Where's your Mount Everest? What is success for you? More times than not, the client picks something extremely lofty. Gold medal, number one in the world, a Major League Baseball contract. I don't know what's coming in all the time. Typically, I can bump it even more. But I know one thing for sure. Self-discipline, everyone will commit to it. Concentration, well, that's not been easy in the last 5 years to focus for longer periods of time. But I know the clients want to do that. Optimism, well, that's your self-esteem, what you think other people think about you. Relaxation, oh my goodness, has that taken a major hit? We'll talk about that in our palm tree section. But enjoyment, are you enjoying the journey? Life is a journey. It takes us different places. It can take us in a dead end. It can take us off road. But life is full of challenges. We have challenges all day long, maybe more than we've ever had in human existence because of social media and how much data is coming to us. Are you enjoying your life? Every day. Enjoyment's a choice. Do you dance every day? Do you sing every day? Do you laugh every day? Do you have a smile on your face all day, every day? And do you enjoy taking care of yourself? A lot of my athletes, a lot of my executives, and a lot of the families that I coach, they have a tendency to put themselves last. They're helping everybody else. They're serving everyone else's needs. But what about me? What about you? Are you enjoying your life? And do you reward yourself when you do something really, really good? Do you reward yourself? I had two billionaires call me. I mentioned this on another show. And I said, well, why do you need me? You got $1 billion plus. And how did you get so rich? Ask both of them independent of each other. And both of them independent, not knowing each other, said, I love what I do. I do what I love, but I reward myself. I said, tell me more. Well, as I was a young man and in Puerto Rico and I'm on the streets collecting scrap, cans, tin cans, and I'm selling it for pennies, nickels, dimes, and quarters. And every time I reached a milestone that I personally set, I set the milestone. I make $100. I make $200. I would go buy myself an ice cream cone. And I remember buying myself a bicycle. My parents couldn't afford it. I earned it. And I rewarded myself. I said, well, how about now? You could buy anything you want. Would you? No. And he pointed over to a ship. He said it was a boat. It was a ship. It was 200 some feet long. He said, I own that. You could have bought it any time, couldn't you? I could have, but I wouldn't. That was a deal that took me 5 years. And I've mentioned that before. We need to reward ourselves with a break, vacation before you need it, a timeout, or maybe one of those personal I love me days so I can love you more days. Enjoyment. That's what this show is all about. Dance a little, love a little, sing a little, and smile a whole lot. Enjoyment. That produces dopamine. That produces a little adrenaline. And that gets you up, gets you moving, and it'll get you on the way to your own Mount Everest. And now let's check out a tool that's going to help you increase your enjoyment, get into a zone state, and be the genuine, authentic best that you can be. This is an example of what I do to bolster my own personal enjoyment, to reward myself for all my effort and hard work. And it's something I do alone. I recommend at least once a month. I do it once a week. And that's when I get by myself. I have that alone day. I love me day. Get a haircut, get a massage, dine alone, taking my time, maybe a glass of wine, maybe not, maybe shop a little bit. But it's one of those self-care days that we're not really good at. Most of us never do it. But here's an example of one of Jim Fannin's I Love Me Day, so I can love you more day. Once a month, I have a silent day. I even text my wife. She's sitting next to me on the couch. Not now, but on my silent day. But today, I love me so I can love you more day. Today, the king dines. Everybody else eats. A little shop, maybe a little haircut. I love me so I can love you more. You got to take care of yourself at least once a month. I do it once a week. Next. National I Love Me Day so I can love you more day. Today I'm dining. The king dines. The everybody else eats. You know? So you just kind of take your time. Put down your fork. Taste the wine. Enjoy the oysters. It's a self-care day. You got to learn how to be alone with your best friend. The king dines, everybody else eats. Have an awesome zone day. Let's open the zone mailbox and let's see what's there. And we have an email that asks a really simple question. How do I keep my enjoyment up? What other tips or tools do you have? I'm working hard. I'm exhausted. I'm mentally tired. I may be even overworked. I need to get some joy back in my life. What do I do? That's a great question. What do we do when we've lost a little joy, a little pep in our step, and maybe we're run down? What you think in the last 30 minutes before you go to sleep, it's important that you go to bed with a smile on your face. Happiness in my definition, is there's no place I'd rather be than where I am right now. So when you go to sleep at night, you're alone. No one's there, maybe a significant other, but in those moments in your own mind, it's just you and your best friend, you. Go to bed positive. Go to bed with a smile on your face. Go to bed having that feeling that life is great. And sometimes we need to do that when life is not great. Don't forget, your subconscious mind does not know the difference between fantasy and reality. So whatever you put on the screen of space in your mind, especially in that 30-minute window, it's going to record it. It's going to replay it 15, 17 times during the night. You go to bed not happy, disgruntled, upset, angry. Expectations didn't meet reality. That's going to be recorded and replayed. How's your enjoyment level now? It's going to drop like a stone. And when enjoyment drops, everything else, like a house of cards, will also drop. So to answer this mailbox, go to sleep happy, wake up the same. That last 30 minutes, crucial to improve your enjoyment level and bolster your score level so that you can be in a purposeful, calm zone state. And don't forget, if you have a question, anything, or a show suggestion, all you need to do is send an email, askjim@jimfannin.com. How's your relaxation level? Are you worried? Are you frustrated? Do you have some life hurricanes from a significant other, a boss, a coworker, a team member, a good friend, or anyone else? How's your relaxation level? The average person has 15 to 17 breaths per minute. If you get stressed out, it's going to push past 20, and it gets even higher. You'll be breathing out of a paper bag, possibly hyperventilating. The best in the world, especially during a crisis, especially when your expectations don't meet your reality, they will lower their breathing. Even their heart rate may go up, they'll lower it to 6 to 8 breaths a minute. And every week we test this so that you can see that your relaxation is under control. But the one living thing that's always cool and calm and relaxed, man, that's one of my favorite living things. You should see our office. We must have 20 palm trees. Yes, the palm tree, this section, the palm tree has deep roots of conviction. It's on the front line of the coast. And here comes that 120 mile an hour hurricane, just like the hurricane you may have in your own life. And it's coming at you hard and fast. And you may have even been ambushed. What do? Well, be a palm tree. Palm tree absorbs the negativity. You unhinge your jaw. You relax your eyes. You take several deep breaths and let it pass through you. And like a palm tree, when that hurricane blows itself out, you don't need any reaction except to be cool. The palm tree pops up and says, "Hey, sunshine, how you doing? Are you a palm tree in life's hurricanes?" Now, let's see, because right now, let's practice lowering your breathing. This is a coping tool. Sometimes just thinking the phrase palm tree will get you in that calm state. So I'm going to count out a minute, real simple. Let's get my phone ready. And I'm going to count 1 minute. You're going to take a long inhale. That inhale's 4 seconds. Hold it for a second. Inhale through your nose. Exhale, empty your lungs, 4 seconds. Hold a second and repeat. Let's start that right now, just a little practice. Long inhale. Long exhale. And right now, slow down. Slow down your breathing. Empty your mind. I'm going to count a minute, and you count your breath. One inhale, one exhale, One breath. On your mark, get set, breathe. This may be the most calm you've been all day. Peaceful. Tranquil. Serene. Calm like a mountain glacier lake. Still. No thought. Just be mindful of your breathing. Breathe. Stop. How'd you do? How many breaths did you have? Now you can test this on your own. You can set your alarm every hour. We do this with a lot of our really clients who are under pressure on a daily basis, either an actor or an athlete or the top executive in the Fortune 500. You got to learn how to breathe and slow down, especially when things don't go your way. And if you are running a big company, you know you can be putting out a lot of fires. Well, the fireman, the firewoman, she needs to be calm and cool as you're hosing down that fire. And you need to be calm and cool in your corporate hurricanes, your athletic hurricanes, or that hurricane interaction, maybe even with someone you love. Be a palm tree in life's hurricanes. Your serotonin level is going to be plenty. It's going to give you calm that you need. It's also going to give you clarity when you need to be decisive. Be a palm tree in life's hurricanes. Welcome to the Zone Cafe. This 24/7 cafe is serving up mental nourishment, mental food for your brain. We're serving up self-discipline. We're serving up concentration. We're serving up a big platter of optimism, which governs confidence and self-esteem and trust. We have a cool drink of relaxation, like the palm tree. And definitely, we have some enjoyment. But right next to the Zone Cafe, we're going to get into the Zone Helicopter. Will you get in with me? Get in that helicopter. We're going up 1,000 feet above your life. We're going to peruse it, and we're going to see, where do you need more enjoyment? Because the one meal I want you to have is enjoyment. You need to enjoy the journey. So now we're up in the air. We're overlooking your life. Let's go into your self arena. It's just you. It's about your physical well-being, your mental well-being, your spiritual well-being. How's your enjoyment level? Do you love yourself? Do you give yourself love? Do you have those self-care days? Do you treat yourself in an enjoyable, passionate, fun way? How's your enjoyment? Now let's go in our helicopter and let's go over your financial arena. This is your personal finances, change in your pocket, equity in your home, your 401k. How's your enjoyment level there? Are you enjoying the fruits of your labor? Are you making enough money? Do you have more income than expenses? Do you have too many liabilities? When I talk about personal money, do you frown? Do you back away? Do you not feel happy? You need to work on that enjoyment level in every arena. And definitely your personal finance. But how about your sibling arena? Do you enjoy the company of all your siblings? Or are you estranged from a brother? Or you haven't talked to a sister? You don't know how their E-level or enjoyment level is. And do you bring that joy to your siblings of living an awesome life? Back in the helicopter, Let's go over your parent arena. Oh, do we enjoy the parent arena? I love bringing my kid home from the hospital. I drove there 100 miles an hour. I drove back 10 miles an hour, 10 and 2, but I enjoyed that day. Not sure where's the operational manual. Do you have a teenager in the house? How's your enjoyment level now? Are you happy? Or have you put all of your energy and all of your happy eggs in their basket? Well, what about you? Are you enjoying the journey? And I know you're a mom. I know you're a dad. I get that. And I know the responsibility. I got kids, grandkids. I know that. But you need to have a high enjoyment level just for yourself. And enjoy the journey, because you're going to blink and before you know it, you're an empty nester. Enjoy all of it, even the life hurricanes. And now let's go to another arena. Some of us are now taking care of mom and dad. Oh, they coached us in our formative years, and now we're coaching them. Mom may have some affliction. She may have Alzheimer's. Is that enjoyable? Now, seeing your parent helpless and seeing them digress in their faculties, that's not fun. But you got to enjoy their life. You got to enjoy every minute you're with them. And I'm telling you right now, I'd give up all of my earthly possessions just to have lunch, enjoyable lunch with my mother one more time. Enjoy being a son. Enjoy being a daughter of your amazing mom and or dad. Now let's go to your business. Is that fun? Is that exciting? Do you walk in with pep in your step? You know what I found? We go to work playing music. I'm going to work, I'm feeling good, got a good night's sleep. You know what I found? When you come home, you don't play music on the way home. You may be coming back on a train from downtown, back out to the burbs. Are you listening to some tunes? Are you having a good? Probably not. People listen to music on the way, and on the way back, they don't. Add some music in your life. That's a pipeline to the zone, and that will give you a little pep in your step and hopefully a smile on your face. You got to enjoy all the challenges in business, and business has never been tougher than it is right now. All of these life arenas. Well, we've got also a friend arena. Sometimes we enjoy our friendship with our friends too much, and that's how we party hardy. But are you really enjoying it? Do you enjoy the interaction? Do you and your friends make each other better? And are you enjoying that learning process? You got to laugh every day, sing every day. I get up and dance at commercials every day. Yes, my family rolls their eyes. I don't know if I can dance any good or not. I don't care. You got to move. You got to dance. And now let's go back down to the ground from our zone helicopter. It's parked right next to the zone cafe. And here we are. Every week, we're either going to get in the helicopter or we're going to go in and order from the zone cafe. You can come here 24/7. And if you need self-discipline, we've got it. If you need relaxation, take it with you. It changes. It fluctuates. Score, S-C-O-R-E, is the same thing as your mindset. S-C-O-R-E, the same thing as your attitude. How's your score level? How's your attitude? How's your mindset? It's the same question. But the one element I want you to be really good at is enjoyment, the end product of the score system itself and the last letter in the word score. Enjoy the journey. And now, the final word. And the final word is you. Are you your best friend? Do you treat yourself like a champion business person, champion athlete, champion in life? Do you do that? How do you treat yourself? your inner dialogue, which is a printout of every thought you've had today. If we looked at that printout, well, first of all, would you share it with me? I mean, hopefully no one's going to be arrested here. Would you share that internal dialogue printout? Would you let other people see it? And most say no. Because what it's going to reflect is your score level. That inner dialogue of how you talk to you, thinking it's just in your mind. But you got to realize every thought you have is being broadcast with your body language. So a negative thought is reflecting not enjoyment, the opposite. Think about what you think about. I've told so many athletes, if I talk to you the way you talk to you, you'd fire me. Is your self-talk enjoyable? Are you really your best friend? Enjoyment. That's the whole point of the life journey. Yes, life has hardships. Yes, we get thrown curveballs. Yes, sometimes what we expect is not reality. Don't let that drop your enjoyment level for living a bountiful, beautiful, harmonic, musical life. I have a soundtrack in my life. It's always playing. And I'm moving to it, and I'm the star of my show. Think about that. You got a movie. The movie's your life, the most amazing life, and you're the star. And the good news about that movie, you're the choreographer. You're the script writer. You are in control more than you realize. But the one thing I want you to control, and that's what this show is about, control the enjoyment in your life. Because when you're happy, you can share happiness. I can give a smile, give a smile, give a smile. And I'm almost guaranteed, like a mental boomerang, I'll get a smile back, which just continues to fortify the enjoyment level. This show is about enjoyment. This show is about treating you like a champion and treating you the best that you can be. Be in the zone, everybody. That's the place to be. Be in the zone. Until next week, next. Thanks for joining me today on the Jim Fannin Show. And as a returning or new Zoniac Peak performer, it's here that goals are reached and dreams come true. So if you're ready to step into the zone of champions to become your genuine, authentic best self and all you do, join me here next time on the Jim Fannin Show, where I'll help unlock your full potential. And in the meantime, learn more about me and my score success system at www.jimfannin.com. Follow me on all my social media platforms. And if you have questions about the show or its subject matter, email me at askjim@jimfannin.com. askjim@jimfannin.com. Askjim@jimfannin.com.